Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest,
legendary drummer of Blink-182, Travis Barker.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Crikey, Travis Barker, everyone. He used to be a trash man in Laguna Beach, so there you go. Rags to riches there, and we'll learn about that at close to the 9 o'clock hour today.
Very excited. We'll hear an original Jason Fetty song, a favorite from our local police blotter archives, later on as Jason Fetty croons the news.
Yeah, lots of news stories actually today, including El Nino preparation, gay emojis in Indonesia, and an exciting new discovery in space. It's Daily Scramble Live.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
All right, let's kick things off on a Friday morning in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. A thief dashed out of an Apple store in South Coast Plaza with at least 10 iPhones on Wednesday night. A man who may be in his 20s walked into the store shortly before 7:20 p.m. and took 10 to 15 iPhone 6 models that were on display. The phones had security devices on them, which activated an alarm when the suspect ran out of the store. He ran out of the mall and into a waiting blue sedan. The loss is estimated at $5,000. It was unclear how long the man was in the store before taking the phones or how many customers were inside. The store was not shut down. I'll tell you how many customers were inside. 5,000. Because there is never not thousands of people in the Apple store.
True enough.
I hate the Apple store, and I'm glad this happened to them.
I hate the Apple store, and I hate the word sedan as well. Just saying.
Another time where you heard the word sedan,
and that was it.
You couldn't keep
switched
listening
off
to the news story.
There's a switch in my head, and certain words just trip the switch, and then that's it.
I honestly don't mind that this man did this.
Really?
I don't like Apple.
Yeah.
I don't like the Apple store.
No.
They're the richest company in the world.
Yep. Yeah.
He made a clean sweep. Good for you, sir.
It's quite, you know, it's the stuff films are made of, isn't it? It's a good old-fashioned crime running.
If you can pull off stealing 15 phones.
He snatched them.
From a store that's just cluttered with people.
It's pretty amazing.
It's impressive.
Well done. Ocean's 12.
Keep them.
Ocean's 11.
Ocean 1.
Ocean's 6S.
One guy. All right, let's look in Laguna Beach now. Although we're suffering this week with near-perfect 80-degree weather, light humidity, and a winter softness to the air. Did you write that?
I wrote this.
Yeah. Laguna's Emergency Operations Coordinator Jordan Vilwalk is asking that residents stay alert as the long-expected El Nino conditions could still return. Whenever it's 80 degrees, people aren't thinking about filling sandbags, said Vilwalk, noting that the demand for the bags that the city offers has waned. But he advises it's always important to know that with El Nino, things could change quickly, as we saw just last weekend. Suddenly in Laguna, thoughts of filling up sandbags to help withstand slides have given way to concerns about wildfires. Alex Tardy, a meteorologist with the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, said don't be lulled into complacency. Every El Nino is different, he says, but when it comes to the current El Nino, this one is as strong as we've ever seen. He echoed statements he made in November during a storm preparedness workshop at the Laguna Beach Community and Susie Q Center. And as far as fire danger goes, Laguna Beach Fire Chief Jeff Latendris said the city is constantly aware of the threat, explaining that certain types of brush can dry out in direct sunlight in an hour, so it's no greater danger than usual. As we have been reporting, Laguna residents can still pick up free pre-filled sandbags at the Aliso Beach Park Inland Lot, while the city has 700 bags ready to hand out at the Act 5 lot in Laguna Canyon if heavy rain is forecasted. Residents may pick up unfilled sandbags year-round at each of Laguna's 4 fire stations and fill them on their own. A how-to video on filling a sandbag can be viewed at lagunabeachcity.net.
Oh, I'm going there right now to watch that. How to fill a sandbag.
Here's the bag. Here's some sand.
Well, okay. I suppose it's, you know, the more the merrier when it comes to...
I'm certain I would mess it up, I'm sure. So yeah. It's probably a necessary
sand
video.
Sand everywhere, just all over the floor.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't fill it from the beach. Please know that. That's illegal.
That's
you
right.
Got to go to Home Depot or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, everybody's talking about that El Nino thing. And everybody's saying, you know, where is it? Look at the weather. It's so beautiful. But It could happen, can't it?
Well, it happened a couple weekends ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it just out of nowhere, it happened, and power went out. 5,000 customers.
Yep.
We lost power.
Yep.
So it happened.
Yep. In the meantime, if you're not in Laguna Beach, it's going to be 80 degrees here today.
Sorry. All right, that's your news today. Thanks, Jason Fetti. Thanks, Independent Newsroom. And what else are we doing? Oh, science. We're going to talk about science in a second.
Yeah, coming
space,
up.
Gravity.
Yep.
Einstein. Black holes.
Space. Final Frontier. That spooky music at the end there. It's just very spacey. Reminds me of, old space shows.
You don't know what this is?
What is it?
You don't know what this song is.
Is it X-Files?
Leave! Oh, you can come back. Yeah,
it's
X-Files,
those,
bro.
Yeah.
They're showing the whole new X-Files thing right now.
Are they?
All right.
Yeah.
Space.
Okay.
Are you ready for the story?
This is a big story.
It's a huge
important.
Story.
Apparently, it's very important. I'm not sure I quite understand it, but it is a very important story, apparently.
It's just the beginning of what's to be understood about this story.
All right.
So, just yesterday, scientists revealed that they discovered two black holes colliding. Okay? And there's these things they use to measure things far away in space. These laser tunnel devices. And those things measure very small pockets of space. Okay? However,
very small, but like
atomically small pockets
many,
of space.
Many
and
times
they're very
smaller.
Far apart from each other.
Very small, smaller than an atom by a factor of many thousands.
That's what these things measure.
Right.
And they point at very different spots in space.
In the sky.
However,
yeah.
This collision of two black holes triggered two of those pointy laser things.
Right.
Meaning it was so massive that the collision was bigger than that of the entire sun, what it say, times a lot.
You don't understand this any more than I do.
Yes, I do, Jason.
So it triggered these 2 meters or something that were little very, very sensitive, these machines, right?
Right.
And so it triggered. So what we now know is, first of all, we've never seen a black hole and we're never likely to. So
no, we just did, though. We have.
We haven't seen it. We've not. Nothing's been seen. And these gravitational waves that Einstein predicted nearly 100 years ago, they've not been seen either. But we know they're there now because of these machines.
I found what I was trying to say. The merger of the two black holes was 3 times the mass of the sun in gravitational energy.
Right.
So it's the first time scientists have detected gravitational waves.
That's correct.
Up until now, we've just assumed their existence.
Yeah.
Now we've seen, well, not seen them, but detected them.
They've been detected in reality.
Right.
So you can, like, we're all giving off a certain amount of gravitational waves. Even you and I are doing that. But that's infinitesimally small. It could never be, or we don't think it could ever be detected. But these massive events out in the universe, that's how we...
Yeah. It's billions of light years away.
Einstein said that the gravity or... Yeah, gravity is distorted by huge bodies in the universe, and now we know that there's that gravity will also move around like air, like waves. Is that right? I don't know.
I don't know.
They're not particles.
No, they're waves. Waves is the correct way of putting it.
Right.
And even though we're explaining this terribly.
No, but wait a minute. What's the graviton? That's a particle of gravity that's theory. It's in theory. We've never seen it. So is it waves? Is it like light, which is behaves like waves and like particles?
I don't know. Stop asking questions because no one's going to answer them. but physicists are saying that this detection, this is just to give you an idea of how important this is.
Okay.
This detection.
Yeah.
Was one of the most important developments in science since the discovery of the Higgs particle.
Yes, that's
and it's
recently
on par with the determination of the structure of DNA.
Okay,
that's how important it is.
It's important like that if you're a physicist. It's not, you know, like you and I. What's the most important thing to you right this moment? Mine is that my coffee stays warm.
Who wins American Idol, probably.
Right. You know. Yeah, so there you go. Is it on par with that?
Yes.
My head hurts thinking about this stuff.
Do you know what TLDR means?
No.
It means too long, didn't read. So here's the TLDR version of this story.
Okay.
All right. Two black holes collided. They made big ripples in gravity. Scientists saw it, and they're real stoked.
Well done.
That's the TLDR.
And, you know, and the great thing is Einstein predicted this 100 years ago.
That too.
That's pretty amazing.
He was right.
I don't think I'm stretching it or overstating it to say I think Einstein was a genius.
I don't know, man. That's a lot. All right. Excuse us for explaining that poorly, but
that
hopefully
was brilliant.
You understand how important this is.
You can hear the podcast of that anytime you want.
Speaking of zero gravity, can we talk about that OK Go video in a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Uncle Funkle now.
Daily Scramble Live.
That guy is a recent graduate of Dana Point High School just a few years ago. His name's Kyle Reynolds. He moved to Nashville and has a budding music career that's doing quite well, getting a lot of placements in film and TV. That song was in a commercial.
Yep.
Starbucks sales.
He's doing great.
And we're really proud of him. Hold You Tighter is his brand new single that we just played.
Yeah, good for him.
So, OK Go has a new music video, Feds.
Yeah, I know.
And they're very well known for
their videos.
For their videos. And actually, I remember in high school when they came out with Here It Goes Again, which was the one on treadmills.
That was the first big hit,
that was
really.
The first one. And that was probably the first time there was a viral music video online. I mean, obviously, there were big music videos before that. But first time the internet really propelled a band forward.
Yeah.
And since then, I feel like they've been at the forefront of some things.
It was a great video, wasn't it?
It was pretty simple.
You know what? I'll tell you the truth. I can't get excited about music videos because in the way that I can get excited about music.
Hmm.
Like a good video is great, isn't it? You see a good video and you go, wow, it's a great video. But then you've seen it then. And then the question is, can you play the song in the car? You know, can you play the song when you...
So you're really concerned about the song.
Well, I'm a music fan. I'm not a video fan particularly.
But did you see Foles' Mountain at My Gates just this last year? The one where it's in 3D and you can control it.
Yeah, I did see it. Yeah,
that had to have blown your mind.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. But music does something that video will never do.
Huh? I can separate the two.
I'm separating the two. Yeah. So I agree with you. But so this OK Go video is interesting. The new video.
Yeah.
Have we described it yet?
No, go ahead.
So the new OK Go video is shot in an airplane, which is diving for certain periods of time. I think it's 27 seconds. For 27 seconds, you get the guys are in zero gravity. So they're floating around. You've seen film of people floating around airplanes, and that's how they do it. They dive the plane. It can dive for 27 seconds. Then it has to have a 5-minute...
Why 27 seconds?
That's as long as they can do. That's, I don't know. It's physics, probably.
Okay.
We're not very good at physics, are we?
We've revealed that this morning.
But anyway, they did it in chunks of 27 seconds. The video is about 3.5 minutes long, so it's kind of, then they just morph. They cut out the bits where they're in gravity, and then they morph those bits together. It's very clever how they've done it. And it's a bit awkward, because obviously they're not used to being in zero gravity.
Well, who is?
Right. And it's a clever idea, and you go, oh, that's good then.
It looks terrifying. No. It looks really scary.
Yeah,
Your plane has to plummet?
Yeah.
And you have to sit there calmly and be in a video.
Well, you float around. You're floating around because, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, the sensation of the speed at which the metal thing you're in is plummeting toward the earth is probably pretty terrifying.
Well, they actually say on their website somewhere that there were 50-odd puke events during the time. People throw up.
Really?
In zero gravity. Yeah, I've seen that too.
Wow.
But the video's great and it's interesting and awkward. But frankly, the song's not that fantastic. OK Go, not the greatest band.
I queued it up. Should we let the audience decide?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We'll play this. Feel free to text or chime or tweet in or whatever.
Yeah, come on.
949-715-KXFM. And coming up, we'll dig into the police blotter archives and play you one of our favorites as Jason croons the news. Here's that new OK Go song. It's called Upside Down and Inside Out, appropriately. It's great.
Yeah. I love the silent bit at the beginning.
What happens?
I think they're just that. Okay.
Upside down and inside out, and you can feel it.
I think I clicked the making of video.
The making of it, yeah. But you can see, all right, you already know the song. Upside down, and I'm a dipper going.
Right.
Right? It's complete style over content, isn't it?
But it looks pretty cool.
It looks cool, but you'll have forgotten it by the end of lunchtime today. And then you'll say, then something else will happen in physics 6 months from now, and you'll go,
what is happening?
Oh, I don't know. You've just, you've lost the plot. 6 months later, you're like, oh, do you remember that video? And I'll go, no. And you'll go, it's the one where they're in the plane. I'll go, oh, yeah. So what? This is what I'm saying about videos. No matter how great they are, it's great when they're great.
Right.
But it's the music that has, you know, we're a special part of the brain for music. And music's the thing, and that song's rubbish. So there you go. It is. Oh, but, come on. Inside out and upside down, round and round we go, whatever. What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah, no, I know. I hear you.
Stupid.
I hear you. But I think it's cool. I still think it's cool. They're bouncing around. I
mean, it's a cool video. Cool. But you can't put that on the same... You can't compare that to a great song. A cool video's... A cool video, yeah. All right. A great song. Come on.
All right. I have no argument against you.
Yeah, I know.
Well done.
Yes.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the police blotter now.
All right, we're delving into the archives today because I failed last night to write a song. But
it happens.
This is a good one. Brian Safran, who appears, I must say, in the police blotter a lot. I don't know what...
Poor guy.
I know. But he was caught drinking in public, which, you know, happens. And I wrote a song about that. I don't want to give too much away, but, you know... That's what you do when you're homeless, isn't it? You drink in public. You do everything in public. Saw a guy brushing his teeth the other day in Heisler Park. In public.
Sad.
Yeah.
All right, shall you hear it then?
Yeah, let's do it. He came down to Laguna from his home up in L.A. Like a movie star, came from Hollywood right down to our Broadway. But he had an outstanding warrant, and it wouldn't go away. They arrested him and said he'd $1,500 to pay. Dollars, that is. So let's dig a little deeper, and the story must be told. Brian Safran, 45, he is of no fixed abode. The ticket was for drinking, and for drinking publicly. Makes me wonder, if you're homeless, where's your drinking supposed to be? When you got no home to go to, the world is your ashtray, and the bushes is your bathroom, they need water anyway. If you got no home to go to, the park bench is a bar, at least you won't get no DUI, 'cause you haven't got a car. Free Brian Setzer. Free him. Not Setzer, Seltzer. Brian Seltzer.
Brian Setzer.
That's another guy.
Is from the Stray Cats.
Brian Safran, 45.
Yeah. That's from the past.
It's a good one, actually.
It's good.
We're putting together a CD at the moment. It will happen in the next, I don't know, soon-ish. And,
right.
Yeah. I'm being as specific as I can possibly be. I'm being specifically vague when it comes to this, but we are putting it together slowly. It's a thing that I've got to just leap on when I've got 10 minutes, but it's going to be great.
You know, there's a fresh police blotter story today that I thought we should share. I find it particularly Laguna.
Right.
On Wednesday, February 3rd, at Park Avenue, a second-story window was used to access the second-story deck area. Oh, yeah. It appears that the suspect climbed a tree.
Yes.
And five prescription pills were missing.
Right. I saw that, but there's something else in that story that I couldn't understand.
What?
It said, before it says five prescription
it
pills.
It says the number 20 and five prescription pills.
I was
pills
in the office yesterday, and I was looking for Police Blotter songs.
Oh, you
to
found
do.
You found this one.
I found that story, and I said to everybody in the office, there's about five people around, interns and Monica and Steph, and I said, what does this mean? Hashtag 20.
Maybe it's supposed to be $20.
Maybe it
$20
is.
And five prescription pills.
Oh, that's
pills.
A great Police Blotter story.
It is. I hope you use that one.
I should.
Five prescription pills and $20 after a cat burglar climbed a tree to access a second story home.
It's great. It's a very good Police Blotter story. Wandered in. Can you imagine? He's in the house. He's going, what are we going to do now? I'm in here. I'm on the second floor, so I can't like steal the TV. I'll just break it on the way down. What's around? And he saw these prescription pills.
And $20.
$20. Turns out there were. It was a pregnancy testing kit. Useless.
Well, Jason normally sings the Police Blotter for us on Friday mornings, and he'll have a fresh one for us next week. But you can find them all archived online if you go to Daily Scramble Live, either on iTunes or on our website, or just search the words Police Blotter on iTunes or our website, and you'll find everything.
That is a great story, and I will write that Police Blotter.
Good. I'm happy to
it's
hear
a
that.
Good one.
Coming up, Lisa Farber will let us know what's happening in Laguna Beach this weekend. It's Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5.
Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble. Daily Scramble Live.
Are we really playing this?
I do, but...
Come on, everybody. Up here.
Every time you are near.
Here we go.
Just like near me, they long to be close to you.
I was thinking, like, what's the best love song I can think of?
It's great. This is a great song.
First thing that came to my mind.
You know what? We could play this. We could get away with playing this song. We could, because it's so... cheesy.
Too famous for us.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, and also...
Oh, is there a Carpenter song we could play? I'm on the top of the world looking. No. This is the best bit of the song. Here we go.
On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true.
It's karaoke, though.
So why am I playing the Carpenters?
Burt Bacharach wrote this song. Genius.
Really?
Yeah. Dillium, dillium.
All right, why am I playing the Carpenters?
Because it's the anniversary of her last cheesecake. Didn't she die of anorexia or something? Terrible. They say that, you know, that if Mama Cass had given Karen Carpenter that sandwich, they'd both still be alive today.
Terrible. No, because it's Valentine's Day this weekend.
I know.
Sunday is Valentine's Day. Also, it's the Grammys and the premiere of The Walking Dead.
Okay.
So I don't know which is... you got to pick one, in my opinion.
I think that if you are... It may be quite romantic for some people to watch The Walking Dead together.
Stephanie cannot wait. It's her favorite show.
Well, that's what you're doing,
That's
isn't
what
it?
She wants to do.
Okay.
She wants to watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah. We're going to some event in Costa Mesa, I forget what it is now. We got tickets for something.
Something good?
I don't know. I can't remember.
So you're not planning Valentine's Day for the wife?
No, actually, I'm going to Mobile, Alabama for 6 hours.
That's right.
On Saturday. And then I've got to come back Sunday morning. I'll be back at noon. So no full English breakfast this week. Just an hour of dead air. We thought we'd just do an hour of dead air. So. And then I'm coming home. I have a quick shower. And there's some event. Oh, you know what it is? I don't remember why, but we're going to see that Chinese ballet dancer, Gaffer, what's his name?
I don't know what you're talking
about. They've got
the,
you know, the story about the Monkey King, about the Buddhist, how the Buddhism came from India to Japan across the Silk Route.
Okay.
There's this very famous, China anyway, story about this thing. Tripitaka, that was the name of the Buddhist monk, came on a horse and was guided by the Monkey King, who was a god. And, we're going to see this guy do this thing. I don't know, whatever. I'll be sleeping through this thing, you know me.
I'm taking the lady to Temecula.
Oh, Temecula.
We're
going to
go wine tasting and hot air ballooning.
Oh.
Killing it, right?
Great, yeah.
So romantic.
Going to be a few puke moments there, I feel.
I made a strange decision, though, that I haven't really warned her about. Hotels were so expensive that I booked a shared room in an Airbnb
with some other couple.
Well, there's some other people living in the house. We have our own room.
Right.
It's just a shared home.
Oh, it'll be fine.
You think?
I think people just got to watch out while you've been drinking wine. They're standing underneath your hot air balloon. Be careful. If you're in Temecula today and it's 96 degrees, take an umbrella.
No. The hot air balloon's at like 5:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So you do that first. Then you do the wine. Then we go back to our shared room.
You're like driving down the whatever 80 freeway or whatever it is down there. And all of a sudden, windshield, puke. What would you think?
I think there's a hot air balloon.
You'd go
above
to like a UFO, alien abduction.
Well, you plane. Would, yeah.
Yeah. Aliens threw up on my car.
All right, so you're seeing a Chinese ballet dancer and I'm going to be in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, I don't know what this thing is. I've no idea, but Ava signed us up for it.
We're both doing some interesting things this weekend for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we're not in the first flush of love, are we? Because if we were, it'd be dinner and a walk on the beach.
I'm going hot air ballooning. I mean, what's more romantic than that?
I'd be screaming fear.
No, I'm actually really scared. She wanted to do it. Well,
you've got to prove your love to her by doing that.
Sunday night is a big TV night. Walking Dead, the Grammys, and the gentleman that we're interviewing in just a little bit, Travis Barker, legendary Blink-182 drummer, massive solo career playing for everybody, famously jumped out of an airplane a few years ago.
Oh.
He used to be a trash man in Laguna Beach, where he lived above Spigot Liquor. Across the street from us.
Is that right?
Unbelievable.
Goodness me.
So we'll talk to him about all of that stuff at about 8:40 or so this morning. And he's performing at the Grammys this weekend with Robin Thicke and somebody else. They mash them all together at the Grammys. So it's just cool, man. A big celebrity on the show today.
Brilliant.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
So that's coming up soon. We are KX93.5.
Hey, guys. This is Steve.
I think Indonesia is kind of a weird place.
Well, it's a strange place. A lot of people go to Bali, don't they? And they think that that's Indonesia. But Bali's the only Hindu island. The rest of it is quite strongly Muslim. More Muslims live in Indonesia than anywhere else in the world. And of course, as we know, at the very least, it's a different culture to ours.
I'm learning a lot this morning from you. You've taught me a lot today.
So I'm just waffling.
Indonesia wants to remove any emojis on social networking sites that represent same-sex couples.
What kind of emojis are they getting?
Think we have any of these.
I mean, okay, stop. Just let your mind go free for a second. We can't say anything on the radio because it's crude. But what kind of emojis are they? What are they looking at, these people?
I mean, there's at least some emojis where you've got two heads next to each other.
Right.
And you can have it be two dudes.
Well, that could be friends.
It sure could be anything. Sure could.
It could be anything.
So I don't know.
Anyway, who cares? Stupid Indonesians.
They've already dropped all LGBT themed emojis from Line, and they're trying to do it with Facebook and WhatsApp, and they're not allowing any social media to depict homosexual emojis. You're right. What is that?
So what? It's just, where is your mind?
I'm going to look at my emojis right
now. Get your mind out of the gutter. And stop thinking about other people's sexual practices. We need a big rubber hand, the size of, I don't know, maybe a small car, on the end of a big stick. And we need to tie these people up and slap them with the big hand. Publicly. Public slapping.
Here we go. There's two white men holding hands.
Okay.
In the iPhone emoji.
Well, at least it's not one black and one white, eh?
There's two men.
Yeah.
With a small boy.
Right.
Okay. There's two men with two small boys.
Okay.
And there's one guy who looks pretty questionable.
In what way does he look questionable?
He looks questionable.
Does he?
Yeah.
Like the guy, that's the guy that you go, definitely gay?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So, there's a few, I guess.
It's so ridiculous. They're going to spend money and time. And it also, I suppose, in a way... This may not be a big story in Indonesia. It may be just that we're going, we're able to go point the finger and go, oh, they're stupid Indonesians, make fun of another culture.
But for them, it's just like whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
Well, shame on you, Indonesia.
Oh, for God's sake. We should just make some really crude emojis, some really, really dodgy emojis, and get them send them over there.
How do you send emojis to a country?
I don't know. But
you work on that.
Body parts. You know what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean. You know where I'm going.
Coming up, we're going to have on the phone Travis Barker of Blink-182. And for that, I'm very excited. Legendary drummer and contributor on tons of rock tracks. He's putting on a music festival, the 9th Annual Muse Inc. Festival in Costa Mesa. Tattoos and music for a full weekend in March. He'll tell us all about that and talk about his history of loving Laguna Beach. And that's pretty cool. Yeah?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Local music now. The Daphnies on KX93.5. KX93.5 is really pleased now to be joined by a legend in rock music, a personal hero of mine growing up, Travis Barker of Blink-182 on the phone. How are you, man?
Great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing really well, and it's funny. We're looking across the street, and there's a new tattoo shop opening up right across from us in Laguna Beach right now as we talk. So,
very cool.
Maybe
very
you should cool. swing by.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, I love tattoos and I love Laguna Beach. So.
And your connections to this town are really interesting. I read that one of your first jobs was in Laguna Beach, right?
My first jobs I liked, which oddly enough happened to be a trash man. I worked for the city with a couple of my friends that I was in a band with called Feeble. And we lived right at Royal Thai Cuisine between Pearl and Agate there.
That's where our station is. We're on the other side of the street. Yeah, we're on Pearl and Coast Highway above what's called the Wine Gallery. A gas station used to be here, and we're right
there.
Yeah,
I absolutely remember that. Yeah, I love Laguna, man. But, I lived there for a couple years and played in a band called Feeble, and I was a trash man. I promised myself I'd move back at some point.
You know, what's funny about that is I remember a couple years ago, one of our DJs saw you getting out of a car or a bus across the street where Spigot Liquor is out of our window, because I guess that's right where you lived, right at Royal Thai, and ran over there and said something to you. So I guess maybe you were visiting your old house or something.
Yeah, I'll go visit the guy that owns that liquor store right there.
Yes. Yeah, that's very cool, man. How funny.
Yep.
There's a lot going on with you, obviously. 2016 is going to be a big year for Blink-182, and for whatever reason, you got yourself into the music festival business. March 4th through 6th, we can see Muse Inc., the 9th annual Muse Inc., Travis Barker presenting that. Tell us about this year's festival.
Yeah, I mean, it's 3 days of amazing tattoo artists, like over 500 tattoo artists all under the same roof for 3 days. The best cars are on display for those 3 days, and everything from Snoop Dogg, Transplants, Yellow Wolf, to Deftones, Taking Back Sunday, Plague Bender, Circus Survive, Face to Face, and Atreyu. You know, we always, you know, have the greatest musical acts, I think.
Do you personally reach out to some of these guys and say, come play the festival?
Yeah, I mean, Snoop's a good friend, you know, so I reached out directly to him, and, you know, I always try to make sure there's like a hip hop night, you know, because, you know, tattoos, they're not boxed into one genre of music, you know, like, you know, fans of hip hop, you know, love tattoos just as much as fans of punk rock or metal or anything else. So, yeah, I mean, and then Tim Armstrong and Rob from Transplants, you know, that's family, you know, and we've played. This will be our second time playing. Yellow Wolf is like my brother, so he's always down to play. He loved the event last year. He got tattooed all weekend, and we played. Of course, Face to Face. I grew up on them, one of the greatest, I think, like Southern California pop punk bands ever. Taking Back Sunday, they've been on like many Blink tours. Deftones have almost played Muse Inc. for about 3 years in a row now, so I'm so stoked it finally happened this year.
Cool. So again, that's March 4th through 6th at OC Fair and Event Center. Have you seen the music inspire some pretty crazy or ridiculous tattoos while you've been there before?
Oh, of course. Like last year, I don't know how many portraits of myself I saw, which was like awesome. And like, I feel like I'm not worthy and I feel amazed at the same time. It's just, I don't know how I feel. It's just so cool. And then, you know, the whole portrait game of tattooing, like black and gray, there's just just tattoo, man. Tattoos jump, you know, it evolves so much year after year, and the artists just keep getting better and better. It's next level for sure.
Can you recall someone who's like freaked you out with what they've shown, where your face is located on their body or some other kind of weird thing they've done to idolize you?
Yeah, I've been up really high on the thigh of a couple males. It's kind of weird. but that at the same time, that's where you get a really, really big, nice, portrait tattoo that never sees the sunlight that ends up looking nice, you know? But I've seen tons of signatures. Like I said, man, every time I'm honored and I'm flattered. Anytime, I finish playing a show and they're like, hey, sign this, I'm going to get it tattooed. It's just, man, it's forever a trip. But, you know, for tattoos, you know, you're either documenting something, you know, a time in your life or times in your life or a loss or a gain, or it could just be you're collecting art. You know, there's just so many different reasons why you'll get tattoos. And it really is. It's like buying, a permanent piece of artwork that never leaves your body. I love it.
Yeah. Again, Travis Barker on the phone of Blink-182, the Muse Inc. Festival. Go to museinc.org for tickets. Costa Mesa is such a thriving, cool, hit place for music these days. And I'm so glad that another music festival is happening there in March. Tell us a little bit about Yellow Wolf, who is obviously a buddy of yours. You guys are performing together on day one. Is that, that's just an obvious choice because you've been on some of his tracks.
Yeah, I mean, we did a project together called Psycho White, which was like an EP. And I've gone on tour with him a couple of times. We've had many collaborations. The Snoop night, we wanted to make sure it wasn't just a straight hip-hop night. That's where, Transplants kind of like hit so many genres. Yellow Wolf is like outlaw country, but at the same time, he's got like some like a big rock influence, and he can wrap circles around half of the MCs out today, So he's just a special specimen, man. He's great, man. Yellow Wolf, that's not one to sleep on. And his live show is, oh my God, amazing.
Do you pop up throughout the weekend in various surprises?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. All my playing duties will be the first night. So hopefully, Saturday and Sunday, I'm just hanging out, getting tattooed, watching, Face-to-Face, Deftones, Plague Vendor, all the other bands just enjoying the weekend.
Are you sure there's room for a new tattoo on your body?
There's always room.
Somewhere on the room. Deep on the upper thigh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So let's talk quickly about Blink-182. Obviously, 2016 is when you've said the first Blink album is coming out in 5 years. A lot of stuff happened last year with Matt Skiba joining the band. You're recording right now. Just tell us how it's going.
We are probably about 70 to 80% finished with our album. And I think it's the best Blink album since Untitled. And I think fans will agree when they hear it. It's,
wow.
I think it's our best work in a decade, in nearly a decade. I think we're working with John Feldman, from many people probably know from Goldfinger,
yeah.
But he's such a great producer, and, it's just next level. I was amazed, he's been a friend of mine. I was in the Aquabats at one point, that came from Orange County, and we did a lot of touring with Goldfinger. So I've known him for a number of years, but, I didn't know him under these circumstances, which, wearing his producer hat, and he's just, wow, he's a beast. Like, yeah, John Feldman producing the new Blink album. It's crazy.
How has the addition of Matt and the inclusion of John as producer, how has that changed the sound that you think it's coming out so well?
Well, Matt, just filled in for those shows, and I knew he was going to be a great fit. I didn't know it was going to be this great of a fit. The writing has been amazing. We actually wrote like 16 songs, and we trashed everything, and then we got back into the studio and we did everything over. And it's just, like I said, man, it's honestly the best material we've written or put out in years. And I'm really excited. I can honestly say I haven't been excited about a Blink album like this in a long time.
Wow, man.
Like,
we can't wait to hear it.
I'm 120% in,
Cool. And then finally, I know you're going to do something at the Grammys. Can you talk about what that performance is going to look like?
All I can say is I'm performing with Pitbull, performing with Robin Thicke, and Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
They're so good at putting the most unlikely people together.
Yeah, I think 2 years ago it was me, LL Cool J, Chuck D from Public Enemy, and Z Trip. So yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, I always love it. I mean, they're always the collaboration. Sometimes you sit there and you scratch your head. You're like, yo, does this make sense? And then after you see it, you're like, wow, I was blown away, you know?
Next year it'll be like you, Stevie Wonder, and Cher.
Oh, the day I get to play with Stevie Wonder or Prince, and my life is over. It's complete.
Travis Barker, we're really proud to have a radio station in Laguna Beach where you have so many ties. You know, we're only about 3.5 years old, so it means a lot that you called in to chat with us in a town that has history for you. So thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure, man. I love Laguna. I hope to see you guys in Laguna very soon.
Yeah, next time you check out your house, we're across the street or the liquor store or whatever, okay?
Awesome, I will.
All right. Better Than Ezra there on KX93.5 Daily Scramble Live is our morning show. Jason Fetty's that guy. I'm Tyler Russell, and thank you for joining us on a Friday. All right, you just whenever you're ready.
Just looking my things.
All right, doing my stuff.
Back.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
Travis Barker, what a gentleman.
Travis Barker,
yeah. He was so nice,
smart guy, nice
and it was,
guy.
Yeah, it was just like a regular dude, and I know, like I say that a lot. We interview like a big celebrity like him, but I kind of thought he'd be kind of hard. Kind of a tough guy.
Well, sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. But he's very nice.
The tattoos are a facade.
Well, nobody's scared of tattoos anymore. Your kid's nanny's got tattoos, you know.
Well, he's putting on this Muse Inc. Festival March 4th through 6th in Costa Mesa, which is all tattoos and music of Blink 182. And he said in our interview, and I don't know if he said this before, that this upcoming Blink 182 album will be the best one they've ever done.
Yes, it's I heard him deal. Say that. Great. Well, I'm glad he's still excited about music. I always think, you know, guys that have been around a long time, how do they stay excited about music? And he clearly has.
Yeah.
But he gets to collaborate with some cool dudes as well.
Oh, for sure.
It's a lot of fun.
So that interview will be podcast online very shortly. Jason and I are out of time this morning, so we've got to get to Full Album Fridays today with the Minor Birds on KX93.5. Any parting words?
Oh, not really. Have a nice weekend. Be careful. Try not to kill anybody on the roads.
Valentine's Day, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Don't let me forget. We should text each other, man, Sunday morning. Don't forget.
There's a snakeskin bedroom bag in the middle of a funny little place called hell.